What do you know? Take a moment. Consider the question. What do you know? What do you know that is life-saving, life-giving, life-changing? What do you know that's eternal, can never change whether you believe it today and not believe it tomorrow? What do you know? We spend our time, so much time, focusing on what we don't know. We are filled with anxiety. We continue to contemplate how an outcome might or may not happen. We allow our minds to just simply turn and turn, unrelating whatever it is to God. We simply focus so much time on what we don't know. We don't know how it's going to be, what's going to happen. We try all night long to spin all night long, a restless, sleepless night all night long, focusing on what we don't know. We don't really know what's going to happen. We don't know how people are going to respond. We don't even know how we're going to react. We focus too much time on what we don't know. And the real question is, what do you really know? Truly know? What do you know that can save your life? What do you know that can bring healing to your past? What do you know that can give you hope of eternity? What do you really know? And why don't you focus on that? Ultimately, what the Lord has helped me to see, to help me to understand, that what I really know is this, that God loves me. He loves you. It's an unchanging love. It's an undying love. It's a sacrificial love. God loves you and he loves me for an eternity. And that could never change. Whether you stop believing, when you never believe it, it doesn't change. God loves you. And that is something that we all need to know. The second thing is, God has forgiven you. We spend so much time in unforgiveness. Whether God loves me, whether he has forgiven me, whether I can forgive somebody else. God clearly says, forgive them. The Son from the cross says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And what else do we know? We know that God has never abandoned us. He never has. He never will. God has been with us forever. From the dawn of time, God continues to enter into the human race, into our sorrow, into our own human condition, into our frailty, into our weakness, into our sadness, into our sinfulness. God enters and he never abandons us. He never has and he never will. And that's something that we know. We also know that God will always provide for you and for me. Throughout salvation history, God is always providing for his people. Even when they cry out in Egypt, they're crying out in their slavery and their misery. God enters right there, right then, and he continues to lead them out of the slavery, and God is with them. He doesn't abandon them. He continues to love them, and rebellious and rebellious and rebellious, God continues to forgive and forgive and forgive. But we know that he provides bread from heaven, manna. When they're thirsty, we know he provides. He gives them water. But now, what God has reminded us in his Son, that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to save it, to forgive it. And Jesus says, I am with you to the end of time. God will never leave us. He will never abandon us. And God says that I will give you the gift. I will pour water over you, life-saving water. And I will fill you with my love. And Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. He says, take this. Take this. This is my body. Drink from this. This is my blood, the cup of everlasting salvation. It is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. The Lord reminds us to know him, to love him, so that he can serve us and we can serve one another. What we really know, what we truly know, life-saving, life-giving, could never change. Doesn't matter where people don't believe. Jesus says, I am with you to the end of time. He has given us himself in the real presence. In the Eucharist, this is what Jesus has reminded us. The Eucharist is what we really know. It's the source and summit of all our knowledge and all our faith. That God so loved the world, he sent his Son. And in the Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus, what we know is this. Jesus is truly present with us. And Jesus loves us in the Eucharist. He forgives us in the Eucharist. He nourishes and provides for us in the Eucharist. And in the Eucharist, Jesus reminds us that God will never abandon us. God will always remain with us because God loves us to all eternity.